భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సో వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ భగవద్గీత యాజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్. చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 7, టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 15. This is entitled The Knowledge of the Absolute, and knowledge of the Absolute is available to whom? Those who approach Him, because He is the Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead. So in the knowledge, you have to derive up to the point of truth. What is truth? There are two kinds of truth. One is absolute truth, another is relative truth. Material world has been created, sustained, and dissolved relatively. But all these happenings that we can observe in our lifetime, that we were born, we grow, we produce byproducts, then start dwindling and disappearing. So what is the truth about all these things? Why? And as far as this absolute truth is concerned, it indicates that it has to be done here in the material world repeatedly, as if there is no end. Birth and death, as if there is no end. So, when we talk of something of truth, then it must be valid. It has to be examined. Who approaches to learn the truth and who does not? That is also indicated. Ignorance is no excuse. Everybody has to face the hard realities, whether we like it or not. So the world around us keep us forgetting all the time. And we still remain unsatisfied. The answers are not there. The way we think, we cannot fulfill the desire every time. We have some liberty, but at the same time, we are at the mercy of Mother Nature, what we call. Or if we go a little bit thinking of something else, then we meditate on that, or otherwise we try to, you know, simply forget by hallucination, intoxication. We want to forget everything because we are unsuccessful. If we get any tangible success in our life, then there is some inspiration, there is some enthusiasm, there is something. So the inquisitiveness about winning this life is very important. So as far as the subject matter is concerned of the absolute truth, Krishna tells in this chapter that there are four types of people who do not approach. And there are also four types of people who approach him. And there is no other category extra. Let's examine this particular fact, that who does not approach. This is the category of the people who are simply who do not have understanding power. They simply want to live like animals, you know, Or somebody has the power, and if they have some material assets or material power, they want to abuse it and won't pay consequences even. Then some are thinking that they are knowledgeable, and yet they fail to come to the conclusion. They go round and round and round within their own speculations. And those who are envious. So many categories of living entities are there. But these are four which are comprising almost every other category within them. There will be subcategories of people. So this particular verse, if you can recite after me, Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradhama mayaya pritajnana asurim bhavam asrita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, who are lowest among the mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes in the purport, that simply by surrendering oneself unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, one can surmount the stringent laws of material nature. At this point, a question arises: how is it that the educated philosophers, scientists, businessmen, administrators, and all the leaders of the ordinary men do not surrender to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the all-powerful personality of Godhead? Mukti, or liberation from the laws of material nature, is sought by the leaders of mankind in different ways and with great plans and perseverance for the great many years and births. But if that liberation is possible by simply surrendering unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then why don't these intelligent and hard-working leaders adopt this simple method? The Gita answers the question very frankly. Those really learned leaders of society like Brahma, Shiva, Kapila, and Kumara, Manus, Vyas, Deval, Asita, Janak, Prahlad, Bali, and later on Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, and Chaitanya, and many others, who are faithful philosophers, politicians, educators, scientists, etc., surrender unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Person and that all-powerful authority. Those who are not actually philosophers, scientists, educators, administrators, etc., but who pose themselves as such for material gain, do not accept the plan or path of the Supreme Lord. They have no idea of God. They simply manufacture their own worldly plans and consequently complicate the problems of material existence in their vain attempts to solve them. Because material energy, the nature, is so powerful, it can resist the unauthorized plans of the atheist and baffle the knowledge of planning commissions. The atheistic plan makers are described herein by the word duskritinaha, or the miscreants. Kriti means one who has performed meritorious activities. The atheist plan maker is sometimes very intelligent and meritorious also, because any gigantic plan, good or bad, must take intelligence to execute. But because the atheist brain is improperly utilized in opposing the plan of the Supreme Lord, the atheistic plan maker is called Dushkruti, which indicates that his intelligence and efforts are misdirected. In the Gita, it is clearly mentioned that material energy works fully under the direction of the Supreme Lord. It is not an independent authority. It works as a shadow moves in accordance with the movement of the object. But still, material energy is very powerful, and the atheist, due to his godless temperament, cannot know how it works, nor can he know the plan of the Supreme Lord. Under illusion and the modes of passion and ignorance, all his plans are baffled. As in the case of Hiranyakashipu and Ravana, whose plans were smashed to dust, although they were both materially learned and scientists, philosophers, administrators and educators. These duskritinas, or miscreants, are of four different patterns as outlined below. The mudhas are those who are grossly foolish. Like hard-working beast of burden, they want to enjoy the fruits of their labor by themselves, and they do not want to part with them for the Supreme. The typical example of the beast of burden is the ass. This humble beast is made to work very hard by its master. The ass does not really know for whom he works so hard day and night. He remains satisfied by filling his stomach with a bundle of grass, sleeping for a while under the fear of being beaten by his master, and satisfying his sex appetite at the risk of being repeatedly kicked by the opposite party. The ass sings poetry and philosophy sometimes, but this braying sound only disturbs others. This is the position of the foolish fruity worker who does not know for whom he should work. He does not know that karma or action is meant for yajna or sacrifice. Most of them, those who work very hard day and night to clear the burden of self-created duties, say that they have no time to hear or about the immortality of the living beings. To such mudas, material gain, which are destructible and the end of life, that is all in all for them, despite the fact that the mudas enjoy only a very small fraction of the fruit of labor. Sometimes they spend sleepless days and nights for fruitive gain. And although they may have ulcers and indigestion, they... Oh my God, it's a big purport. Sorry for selecting accidentally. They satisfy with practically no food. They are simply absorbed in working hard day and night for the benefit of illusory masters. Ignorant of their real master, the foolish worker waste their valuable time serving mammon. Unfortunately, they never surrender to the supreme master of all masters, nor do they take time to hear of him from the proper sources. The swine who eats the night soil do not care to accept sweetmeats made up of sugar and ghee. Similarly, the foolish worker will untiringly continue to hear of the sense enjoyable tidings of the flickering mundane world But we'll have very little time to hear about the eternal living force that moves the material world. Another class of the Skriti or miscreant is called the Naradhamas or the lowest of mankind. Nara means human being and Adhama means the lowest of. That out of 8.4 million different species of living beings, there are 400,000 of human species. Out of this, there are numerous lower forms of human life that are mostly uncivilized. The civilized human being are those who have regulative principles of social, political, and religious life. Those who are socially and politically developed but who have no religious principle must be considered Naradhamas. Nor it is the religion without the God religion, because the purpose of the following religious principle is to know the Supreme Truth and the man's relationship with Him. In the Gita, the personality of Godhead clearly states that there is no authority above Him and that He is the Supreme Truth. The civilized form of human life is meant for man's reviving the lost consciousness of his eternal relationship with the Supreme Truth, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is all-powerful. Whoever loses this chance is classified as Naradhama. We get information from revealed scriptures that when the baby is in mother's womb, an extremely uncomfortable situation, he prays to God for deliverance and promises to worship Him alone as soon as he gets out. To pray to God, which is he is in difficulty, is a natural instinct in every living being because he is eternally related with God. But after the deliverance, the child forgets the difficulties of birth and forgets his deliverer also, being influenced by Maya, the illusory energy. It is the duty of the guardian of the child to revive the divine consciousness dormant in them. The 10 processes of reformatory ceremonies as enjoined in the Manismriti, which is the guide to religious principles, are meant for reviving God consciousness in the system of Varnashram. However, no process is strictly followed now in many parts of the world, and therefore 99.9% of the population is Naradhamas. When the whole population becomes Naradhama, naturally all their so-called education is made null and void by the all-powerful energy of the physical nature. According to the standard of the Gita, a learned man is he who sees in equal terms the learned Brahman, a dog, the cow, the elephant, and the dog-eater. That is the vision of a true devotee. Sri Nityanand Prabhu, who is the incarnation of God as Divine Master, delivered the typical Naradhamas, the brothers Jagai and Madai, and showed how the mercy of the real devotee is bestowed upon the lowest of the mankind. So the Naradhamas, who is condemned by the personality of Godhead, can again revive his spiritual consciousness only by the mercy of the devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in propagating the Bhagavad Dharma of the activities of the devotees, has recommended that people submissively hear the message of the personality of Godhead. The essence of this message is Bhagavad Gita. The lowest among the human being can be delivered by this submissive hearing process only. But unfortunately, they even refuse to give an oral reception to this message. And what to speak of the surrendering to the will of the Supreme Lord? Naradhamas, or the lowest of mankind, will fully neglect the prime duty of the human being. The next class of Duskritana is called Mayaya Pratagyana, or those person whose erudite knowledge has been nullified by the influence of illusory material energy. They are mostly very learned fellows, great philosophers, poets, literati, scientists, etc. But the illusory energy misguides them, and therefore they disobey the Supreme Lord. There are great number of Maya Pratagyana at the present moment, even amongst the scholars of Bhagavad Gita. In the Gita, the plain and simple language, it is stated that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is none equal to or greater than Him. He is mentioned as the father of Brahma, the original father of human beings. In fact, Sri Krishna is said to be not only the father of Brahma, but also the father of all species of life. He is the root of the impersonal Brahman and Paramatma. The Supersoul in every entity is His plenary portion. He is the fountainhead of everything, and everyone is advised to surrender unto His lotus feet. Despite all clear statements, the Maya Pratagyana derides the personality of Godhead and consider Him merely another human being. They do not know that the blessed form of the human life is designed after the eternal and transcendental feature of the Supreme Lord. Man is made in image of God. All the unauthorized interpretations of Gita by the class of Mayavadi or of Maya Pratagyana, out of purview of their parampara system, there are so many stumbling blocks on the path of spiritual understanding. The deluded interpreters do not surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, nor do they teach others to follow this principle. The last class of Duskritina is called Asuram Bhavim Asrita. Those of demoniac principles, this class is openly atheistic. Some of them argue that the Supreme Lord can never descend upon this material world, but they are unable to give a tangible reason as to why not. There are others who make Him subordinate to the impersonal feature, although the opposite is declared in the Gita. Envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the atheist will present a number of illicit incarnations manufactured in the factory of the brain. Such persons whose very simple principle of life is to decry the personality of Godhead cannot surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Sri Yamuna Acharya, Alabandru of South India, said, "O my Lord, you are unknowable to person involved in atheistic principles. Despite your uncommon qualities, features and activities, despite your personalities being confirmed by all the revealed scriptures in quality of goodness, and despite of your being acknowledged by the famous authorities, renowned for their depth of knowledge in the transcendental science, and is situated in the godly qualities. Therefore, grossly foolish persons, the lowest of mankind, the deluded speculators, and the professed atheist, as ever mentioned, never surrender unto the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead in spite of all scriptural and authoritative advice." Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. This fact is that we are born in the darkness of ignorance, and it is the mercy of the spiritual master that He opens our eyes with the torch light of knowledge. Therefore, we must offer our humble obeisances to Him first. He deserves. So, this is the complicacy of the material world. But Prabhupada says it has been intensified in this Kali Yuga very much. Because people are advancing in technology, they think they can become God themselves, master themselves. Many of you have not heard, but this is a fact, that so many scientists came together and right south of Dallas in Waxahachie, we just came through there. About in early 70s, they created a 10-mile radius tunnel to split the atom and to derive an antiparticle. Antiparticle is the conscious particle. It has completely opposite characteristics than the material particle. These scientists think that God is there. So they termed that particle Higgs boson or God particle. They want to capture God particle and then explain all these things to make the world atheist. Darwin was duped by his own friends who were so much obsessed with materialism that and in Europe at that time they were all obsessed with material prowess. And they were sense gratifiers. They cannot be challenged even. They became so much powerful. And their friend is going in exploration and come to Galapagos Island and getting some striking feature that gave him a speculative idea of that in time and circumstances the species change. So he thought one species is mutated or acquiring the a higher species feature. So in this way, origin of species, he wrote, and he came to the conclusion that even human being has been coming from the monkeys. Prabhupada said, Darwin's father may be monkey, my father was not. So that is the fact. The science wants us to believe that we came from monkeys. What happened to the consciousness or conscious evolution? Unless they are conscious of the consciousness emerging, it's a spiritual energy we convert into material energy. Because our desire, we utilize all our consciousness through our five senses to explore only the surrounding. And if we can master, we think we can become successful in life. But we do not care to listen to the realized knowledge which is coming from the Shastras and those who followed stern discipline in order to get realization. Realization is not a wishful thinking. One can realize the absolute truth only by serving it in the favor of absolute truth. If we become opposed and become reluctant or become what we call oblivious or indifferent, we are not going to get realization. Or if somebody's realization is for him, not for me. Because every individual living entity has to know his reality. Realization means come to the point of reality. So there is a big challenge on the foundational aspect of consciousness that are we living a fake life or real life? Or real life? We have to start examining. Even though we are well situated in the United States in cozy environment of so-called the biggest economy of the whole world, by hook or crook, they want to maintain that status quo. Go and fight in Vietnam or go and fight in Iraq or go and fight anywhere. They are ready. Now China, Indochina, the big eye is there in the Indian Ocean where the Chinese are also. Towards the Pacific Ocean, Chinese Sea, or whatever it is. They will not voluntarily, accept, even though they are beaten up everywhere. Right? Failing everywhere. So the idea is that this kind of obsession to the material power, the living entity becomes completely subjugated to the laws of material nature and will not get liberated. Realization is liberating. This is the process of liberating. Why liberating? Because it will put you on the real aspect of your absolute truth. The Supreme Lord is absolute truth, personality of Godhead, and we are all his part and parcel, sensitive to not only material feelings, but also our spiritual needs, internal thinking, our confusion all the time. Who are we? Who are we? What are we? No atheist is coming here. Only those who have some kind of faith, either rudimentary faith or advanced faith, they come and try to explore the reality with the Lord. But the literature which are fundamentally exploring the reality, they are like Bhagavad Gita, and they are giving us the roadmap. Roadmap with the distinctions to follow. The religions that are based on belief system, they may not have, but underlying fact that they would want, somewhat an external peace and prosperity. But again, it is, they don't want to bring you out from the subjugation of the material nature and transport you into the spiritual nature. Many, the blind beliefs. Even in India, many people suffer simply from blind belief. So, it requires some kind of thought-provoking understanding, and such impetuses are available. ISKCON is the very first organization on a scientific basis that starts our exploration of the journey to self-discovery. Journey to self-discovery. No other organization will put. They will not come to the conclusion even. Many impersonalists, famous impersonalists, they go round about. And they do not make temples. They do not worship Krishna. They do not come. But they understand from Krishna. They think they are worshipping Krishna intelligently. No. Intelligence is not a science, but it's a guiding principle to the reality. And if they say the absolute truth is not only impersonal, it doesn't have quality and activity. And it is all-pervading. So when I leave my body, I will merge and I'll become one with it. Not only one with it, I will become the same. Means I will be God. You call it God? I will be God. That is their idea. Right, it is time for the fight between the demons and demigods. Good. So the whole concept is, Krishna declares this, four types of people do not come to me. Namam duskritano. And general category is called duskritana. Means they don't do any meritorious activity. Duskritana. Their activities are not appreciated. Rather, their activities means material energy. They are going to entangle them. They do not understand that they are going to be entangled, or they are entangled. So now that experiment was abandoned in Vaksahachi, and they took into Geneva, between the border of France and Switzerland. 25-mile radius, and they are shooting, and they are shooting, and they are taking photograph by very speedy camera. And they show the entire particle they shoot. But which is God particle? They are confused. They are confused. They think that Higgs boson or that God particle, they speculated, they can see that particle, but they can't capture. Slipping away from their hands. And that they are going to the black hole theory now. That the origin is the black hole, so the destruction is also black hole. Meanwhile, we are given chance. So appearance and disappearance. Little maintenance is there. And it is constantly going in the universe. And there are so many black holes. They are confused. And if you Google this, what do they call, Large Hadron Collider, Google it. And but you will be surprised to see there is a 20 feet in diameter big Nataraj statue is standing in the reception hall of the CERN, C-E-R-N is the institute. There are many scientists from Dallas and California, even from India, they are working to capture that God particle. Atheist, number one. Indians are interested because Kanad Rishi, you know, he was one of the disciple of Vyasudeva. He wrote Atomic Theory. Atheistic, but Atomic Theory. And they want to use and see all this. Therefore, Prabhupada said, Srimad Bhagavatam is perfectly explaining all this. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, these are the literature. One is spoken by Lord Krishna himself, and one which is spoken about Krishna by his devotees who are pure and perfected their lives. And they are all living entities. Only Lord Shiva is not the living entity, but the transformation of Lord Krishna directly. But nonetheless, he is also becoming authority on the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. So Bhagavatam is Amala Puranam exposes the transcendental nature of the jivas and their ultimate engagement, which was its eternal function. So this is good synopsis of this particular verse. It is not synopsis. It was long. But Prabhupada took Weep on this atheistic, four kind of discerners. So anybody has any question, comments?